You're listening to SBS News.
British judges have sat on Hong Kong's top court since the region was returned to China from colonial British rule in 1997. But on Wednesday, the UK made the landmark decision to withdraw its magistrates Lord Robert Reid and Lord Patrick Hodge from the Hong Kong Court of Final Appeal. The move underscores the Asian financial hub's growing isolation, as the ruling Chinese Communist Party works to assert its control over the region and silence independent voices. Vicky Ford, Parliamentary Undersecretary of State for Foreign Affairs, says it is no longer tenable for the UK to endorse such an oppressive regime.
Since Beijing's imposition of the National Security Law in 2020, our assessment of the legal environment in Hong Kong has been increasingly finely balanced. China has continued to use the National Security Law and its related institutions to undermine the fundamental rights and freedoms promised in the Joint Declaration. As national security law cases proceed through the courts, we're seeing the implications of this sweeping legislation, including the chilling effect on freedom of expression, the stifling of opposition voices, and the criminalising of dissent.
In recent years, China has intensified its crackdown on Hong Kong's semi-autonomous political and legal institutions. It's passed the sweeping national security law in 2020 and made changes to the electoral system that have effectively ended political opposition in the territory. The security law, which prohibits secession, subversion, terrorism and foreign collusion, have been used to arrest more than 100 pro-democracy figures, while many others have fled abroad. Jennifer Su, research fellow and expert in Chinese relations at the Lowy Institute, told SBS News that this law gives Beijing powers to shape life in Hong Kong like never before.
Beijing has power over how the law should be interpreted, so the interpretation is not up to any Hong Kong judicial or policy body. And if there are conflicts in terms of if the law conflicts with any Hong Kong law, the Beijing law takes priority.
Lord Reid has previously said that he would not serve on Hong Kong's top court if the judiciary in the city was undermined. In his statement of resignation, Lord Reid announced that he and Lord Hodge were stepping down because they could no longer work under such legislation.
The judges of the Supreme Court cannot continue to sit in Hong Kong without appearing to endorse an administration which has departed from the values of political freedom and freedom of expression.
But Beijing says the security law has brought stability to Hong Kong after it was rocked by months of sometimes violent anti-government street protests in 2019. Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam has expressed in a statement regret and disappointment over the judge's move.
"We must vehemently refute any unfounded allegations that the judge's resignations have anything to do with the introduction of the Hong Kong National Security Law or the exercise of freedom of speech and political freedom."
The presence of foreign judges in Hong Kong is enshrined in the Basic Law, the mini-constitution that guarantees the region's freedoms and extensive autonomy under Chinese rule. Vicky Ford says that Britain will continue to safeguard the rule of law.
"The UK remains committed to stand up for the people of Hong Kong, to call out the violations of their rights and freedoms, and to hold China to their international obligations."
Conservative politician Ian Duncan Smith, a long-time critic of the government in Beijing, has welcomed what he calls a momentous decision.
"The biggest problem that we've known for some time is that the very presence of these judges has lent legitimacy to a brutal totalitarian regime which has been prosecuting in Hong Kong against the Sino-British Agreement terms, has been prosecuting people in Hong Kong whose only crime has been to cry out for freedom."
Mr. Smith has likened the Chinese administration's actions to the current Russian attacks on Ukraine.
"In Ukraine, we are seeing a totalitarian regime try and stamp out democracy and freedom in another country. And maybe in a funny sort of way, what we are seeing is that that fight for freedom in Ukraine, in a way, influences all of us to ensure that whatever we do from the peaceful area that we live in is not to allow other totalitarian regimes to have the legitimacy that would be given to them by our independent judiciary having to rule in Hong Kong and let everybody believe that there is nothing wrong.
UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson told Parliament on Wednesday that he understood why the judges have stood down in protest.
It is vital that we all continue to make our points to the Chinese, as I did in my conversation with President Xi the other day, about freedom in Hong Kong and about the treatment of the Uyghurs, and we will continue to do that.
There are questions now whether other foreign judges in Hong Kong's top court, including three from Australia, will also step away. Brooke Young, SBS News.